This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
Let's get to our guest, Rob.
Digital, get down. Get down.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
You can get this life too if you work hard and stop being bitter and busted.
I don't follow rules. I follow dogs on social media.
Rob, thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
What do you
it's
got
exciting.
For us?
So, you know, we kind of talked about viral trends and everything that's going on. You know, a couple weeks ago, we talked about the Momo challenge.
Yes.
And how kind of is false.
I'm not seeing Momo stuff anymore, so hopefully.
But it's real, Annie, but it's real.
She's stopped hassling people.
It's on everybody's children's videos, right?
It's
real.
She knows it's yesterday. She knows she's old.
I caught a lot of flack from listeners and followers on social media after you posted that bit.
The interesting thing was, I was... Like, did we get this one wrong? No, every major news outlet was saying this is a hoax. And then there were like copycats.
Right.
The people who were like, well, we're going to make this thing real.
So, right.
Anyway.
Yeah. So there's something like that going on right now. A lot more fun, however. So this should be a lot better. It's the
less deathy.
The Florida Man Challenge. Are you familiar with this?
I wasn't when you mentioned it before, and then I vaguely remember seeing something. I haven't done it.
So it's super simple, but that's how a lot of these things start, right? Mm-hmm. Is you just go to Google, and you search Florida man, and then your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And you're supposed to share on social media the crazy stories that are being posted of usually men in Florida that are getting arrested for very crazy things. So I took the liberty of creeping both the ladies of the show on Facebook for their birth dates. Columbo is smart enough, and he has me blocked with his privacy settings on, right?
Thank
so
you.
He
yeah,
knows what
talk
he's
about
doing.
That,
so I did the Google search. So I'm going to start with myself. Florida man, January 29th. And the headline was Florida man who dropped daughter off a bridge is set to plead guilty.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so kind of terrible.
No.
And Katie, yours is kind of terrible as
No.
November 3rd, correct?
Yes, it's me.
Man with groping history opens fire on Florida yoga class, killing two. So right away, I do these first two, and
Florida.
It's supposed to be funny. It's supposed to be like whimsical, and like, oh my god, these are the most morbid ones
I've seen.
So Annie, you are the savior, you know, star of the show. April 18, yeah.
Yep.
Florida man attacked by crazy squirrel gone nuts.
You see what they did there with the squirrel and the nuts
in the same
headline?
It was so punny. Mm-hmm. So punny. So, you know, definitely meant...
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
You got it?
What a jerk. So if you haven't done it, it's a lot of fun. And actually, it's kind of, you search now and everybody's talking about the Florida Man Challenge. This actually started in 2015, which is, we talk about the cyclicality of these things, right? They start up, they go away, they come back. So, we'll have the Rob segment in 2 years.
March 29th?
Yeah. What do you got?
Drunk Florida man yells, come and get me to deputies, is arrested. There you go. This is fun.
So I did it with my mom this morning, right?
Oh.
And I sent hers, and it says, when prompted, the man who is asked by the officers, what's that bulge? The man responds, that's what she said. And I said it to my mom, and she goes, what's a bulge?
You sound like Governor Hickenlooper. Yeah. Confessing on his CNN town hall that he's taking his mom's CD for it when they were. It's good grief.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to post, we'll have this conversation posted on our website at 971talk.com/Annie. We'll share it to our show Facebook page. And then you need to comment on there what your Florida man story is. So we'll put it up there and we will read those throughout the show. And if we're having this very serious conversation and somebody's giggling in the background, that means we're reading your comments, which is basically how it goes.
Right. March Madness right now.
Yes.
It kicked off yesterday, the first day of the tournament. Well, if you count the first four games.
We've already gone over
this.
Well, we have a different
discussion.
Frank says, Tony, you said that the first round is what's really the first round, which is what happened yesterday.
Yeah.
And then the other ones aren't playing games.
And today. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
yeah, Thursday and Friday is the first round. The first with the Tuesday games.
We don't count.
That's
it. It
playing
counts
games,
but we don't count it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like an exhibition game.
Yeah, I don't like them calling that the first round.
No,
they
me neither.
They call that the first round now. It's not the first round. This is the first
round. It can't
round.
Be.
We just lock that door. We don't let anybody else in the studio, and we're right, right?
Yeah,
that's how that
right.
works?
That's yep. Right. For the time being, until 12:50 or 1:56.
A couple stats on that I think are kind of cool. You know, with the legalization of gambling, with the Supreme Court and all these other sports books are opening up in New Jersey and other, you know, Missouri's talking about legalizing it here probably in 2020. $10.4 billion with a B is what's estimated to be wagered on March Madness over the next 3 weeks, not only with offshore casinos, domestic casinos, but in office pools as well.
Wow.
And wagering on that. But of course, the on all the brackets that we did here with our local pool, the NCAA logo on it says, NCAA, don't bet on it.
Don't bet on it.
The advertising revenue alone is around $825 million.
Good
but
grief.
Of course, the players don't see any of that. And I, you know, not to get into the philosophical debate about, you know, amateur athletes and all that.
I think
it's
an interesting debate. I understand that these collegiate athletes are getting an education out of it, and that is of value. But then you have to ask yourself about other people making money.
Right.
When they aren't able to make money in endorsements.
Right?
It is a very interesting conversation.
They're not even allowed to have a summer job.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go mow lawns
for
$10 an hour because that breaks your amateur status.
That's
crazy.
It is crazy.
Well, I think the other side of the coin is we always talk about the most unproductive days. Did you know that the number one day to get a vasectomy in the United States is the day before March Madness? Because men are told that they have to sit down for 72 hours. It's serious. That's a statistic. The number one day for vasectomy is the day before the tournament starts.
I know somebody who did it.
That got a vasectomy the day before because
for that exact reason that Rob just said, yeah.
Holy moly.
They knew they were going to have to be
sitting
immobile
down.
Sitting down for a couple days, and they planned it out.
And then it's a sick day.
It's very smart.
And so if you're an employer, though, you might want to advocate the men in your office that they're going to do it during this weekend because they estimate investigational firm, whatever, said that for every hour spent on watching March Madness in the offices collectively in the United States, there's $2.1 billion of productivity wasted. $2.1 billion wasted in productivity for every hour watched by your staff collectively in the country.
How irresponsible would it be to be watching March Madness while we're working?
Yeah.
We would never do that.
Nobody would do that.
That would never happen here.
I don't go out and take a meeting in a different room with four TVs and just happen to be working there. No, I don't pay attention. And then the last news of the day was the lineup for Woodstock 50 got announced. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You going?
Yeah, I wish. You know, 65 acts. You know what's so crazy about it? When it happened in 1969, they lost $1 million because they couldn't collect tickets because the swarm just threw everybody over. Nobody got hurt except for about 8 LSD overdoses, and they had to have a hippie tent. Right?
Well, thank you, Rob, for coming in here. And
you're
enjoy
welcome.
Your frozen peas. And thanks for having us on while you are recovering from your vasectomies.
Yes.
We'll be back trying to top that.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.